You are listening to Baseball Zealot Radio.
Okay, welcome to Baseball Zealot Radio. My name is Tom Elsop, and I come to you as usual from Urbana, Illinois. This is show 32, and it is September 30th, 2007. Al, today we've got Chuck Lucas from Chicago. Chuck, how you doing?
Doing good, Tom. How you been?
It's good to have the Sox, White Sox contingent back now. We've had the had the Cubs fans on for a couple shows. Good to have you back. And we have Todd from Retesca from Pittsburgh. Todd, how you doing, TV?
Doing all right. How you guys doing?
No, we're doing okay.
You know, the weather's beautiful.
Yeah.
The Bears lost.
I took a
Cubs are in the playoffs.
I took a day off from the Cubs yesterday. I thought, you know what, I'm gonna take a day off. I took my daughter to the movies and just didn't check the score until late at night. It's kind of nice.
We had a clinch.
Yeah,
we didn't have to worry about it.
We had to worry. As it turned out,
you notice though that the Cubs fan has the two last place teams on with him tonight, so he
yeah.
can throw them just a little bit more.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're
right.
You know,
I won't
Chicago.
I won't gloat at all. No.
You should gloat.
You did that on last week's show.
No,
I heard.
That's not my style. I did notice that. That George Heidkamp from Soxcast, who I do occasionally listen to Soxcast. I think it's a great show. They will occasionally have weekly shows, but at the last show of the season, he was playing like funeral music during the show. and again, I'll say any White Sox fan out there who wants to listen to a good podcast, check out Soxcast.com. I have a good White Sox podcast. Todd, you gotta be happy about one thing. A couple weeks ago, Littlefield's history.
I am happy about that.
I emailed you when it's gonna happen. You're like, yeah, it's Christmas time in July.
Yeah, it's Christmas. Christmas came early. But I mean, you know, it was a few years too late. Some of the moves this guy made.
Right.
Whether they, you know, small market team or whatever. All the other small market teams, when they're dumping talented players, they're getting people back and stocking their system and doing stuff. This guy did none of that.
Right.
You know, proof is, you know, he dumps off Kenny Ramirez a few years ago, doesn't get that. He dumped off Chris Benson when Chris Benson was very sought after.
Sure.
And we talked about this before. He was offered Ryan Howard, and, we don't want him. Too many holes in that swing. Yeah, he struck out 200 times, but he also hit 45 or 46 homers.
And, right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And things like that. But, you know, they also got a new president as well. Kevin McClatchy, who was instrumental in keeping the team in Pittsburgh, back in the mid-90s when he bought the team. And he was also instrumental in getting the new ballpark built. Stepped down at the beginning of the year. Or announced this would be his last year at the helm. He lost his majority ownership in a family out of West Virginia called the appropriately named the Nuttings. Has taken over ownership, and so McClatchy's gone.
Right.
And they hired a new president, Frank Cunelli, who came from the commissioner's office, whose job there was to work with the teams on their salary arbitration cases against the players, which, you know, to me, I got a problem with that, bringing this guy in here. It sounds like it's pinching pennies and keeping the payroll as it is. And, of course, he's already said he doesn't understand why the Pirates can't win with their current payroll.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't think they can win if they keep signing like guys like Matt Morris or trading for guys.
Well,
like that.
I mean, I think that was the end for Littlefield. I mean,
right.
How many more?
Yeah.
He was repeating he was starting to go down the same road as his predecessor, Cam Bonifay, was starting to bring in over the hill veterans for high money.
Right.
I mean, that trade, I don't think there's a person within Major League Baseball other than Dave Littlefield that understood that trade.
Exactly.
That was the stupidest trade I think ever.
It was tough.
Absolutely no sense.
No, not at all.
Absolutely no sense.
I hate to correct you, Todd, but Ryan Howard only struck out 199.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I didn't even realize he had that type of season going. Wow.
Yeah, don't we round it up? What happened to rounding?
Well, yeah, could be rounding. 199 times.
Right.
But 107
so then they brought
walk.
In, so then the Pirates also have a new GM now named Neil Huntington, who comes over from Cleveland. Now this guy, there's mixed stories about the guy depending on who you hear talking. Some say that a couple years ago he was the assistant GM to Mark Shapiro. And all of a sudden this year, you know, a year or two ago, he all of a sudden it becomes a scout.
Right.
And so people are saying, you know, this guy was demoted to a scout, but then you hear Shapiro saying, no, he still had a lot of input, blah, 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 blah. So I don't know who
you
believe.
Yeah, it depends on who you talk
to. But I don't know how you go from assistant GM to a scout and not look at it as anything other than a demotion.
Sure, yeah.
Falling out of favor. But, we'll see. The thing that cracked me up about the new president for the Pirates, when they were asking him, he says, I'm going to sit down with every player and ask them what I can do to make them better. And this was at his press conference, and people were, you know, asking things, and he said, well, I wasn't really thinking about, you know, different coaches or this and that. I was thinking more like, you know, maybe like a team nutritionist, a massage therapist.
I'd be on the massage right. therapist. That's a good thing. Well, players are a little bit stressed.
Yeah. Maybe would have kept Xavier Nady in a few more games this year because he had problems with his hamstring
right
here. But
team psychologist.
I'm not ripping Xavier Nady. He had a great year.
Right.
And I think
how did our friend Tommaso Marte do? I don't really see.
Tommaso Marte had a good year for the Pirates. He was actually up until the last few weeks, and I'm only saying that because I don't know the numbers for the last 3 weeks. But coming into at least September, there were only 3 left-handed batters all year that got a hit off.
Oh, really? Wow.
They finished with a nifty 2.38 ERA.
Yeah, he was probably their most dependable relief pitcher out of the middle. Now, Caps had a good year for
right.
him, obviously. But I mean,
I never thought I would say that 2 years ago, but I wish we had him back. But
he was excellent this year for the Pirates. He was excellent, and it's a shame that they weren't able to use him more. But maybe his niche is just being the left-handed specialist.
Right.
Well, that's okay. The loogie
right.
guy.
you need that. But the problem was their so-called right-handed specialist.
Well, if this is correct, I'm looking at the stats right here. What did you say he did against left-handers, Stat?
I think there were only, coming into September, I'm sure, there were only like 3 left-handed batters that gotten a hit off of him.
Yeah, according to MLB.com, his ERA against left-handers in 52 games is a nifty 0.00.
Right, he didn't give up a run again.
Amazing.
Yeah, right.
Only 19 innings, but he gave up only 6 hits in 19 innings.
Right.
That ain't bad, right. 10 walks, but I'll take that.
All right.
Lefties.
Well, that was the other thing, too. You know, normally as wild as
right.
he's been, you know, this year he threw strikes.
Sure he did.
He would come in and through, and obviously I think that's what contributed to his success. He was ahead of hitters instead of behind hitters.
Now the White Sox found off the scrappy, the wonderful Mike Myers. Very curious to see what his splits are.
Yeah, they take him with the Yankees.
We love
him loose, right?
Oh, and we love him now too. And talking to, you know, I mean, Don Cooper on the right. Well, he, against the lefties with the Sox, he was 3.52 in 7 innings. I guess it's not terrible.
No,
it's right-handers though.
That's not good.
Right-handers.
Those are the people you're supposed to get out, though.
Well, against right-handers in a whole 15 games at the Sox, with the Sox, he's got a nifty 21 ERA.
Right. What was that?
6 innings. This is Myers. He gave up 14 earned runs in 6 innings against right-handers. So I don't know why we pitched him against right-handers, but we have some serious issues of our own on the south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
But hey, what surprised you guys this season besides the Cubs making the playoffs?
You're saying that as if I am surprised they made it.
You weren't. I know you predicted it in our preseason.
Yeah, I can't say that the Cubs were a surprise. To be honest with you, that division was close. I mean, I think the surprise of the division was how bad the Cardinals
played. That's what I would say.
And how good the Brewers played.
Till
I'm not
end.
Surprised that the Cubs made it. I mean, you know. I'm not surprised by the Cubs. I think the Rockies are a surprise.
Right. That's what I was expecting me too.
That. I would
say
that.
They won 10 in a row. It'll do. Came at the right
11
time.
11 in a row, wasn't it?
Was it 11? Yeah, they came at the right time. I don't know when they started their run.
But Chuck, the Pirates could have won 11 in a row at the end. They wouldn't have been anywhere near it. You got to be close to running that run.
Right. Well, the Phillies, too, got to hand it to the Phillies. Is this, maybe that puts to rest the ghost of 1964 after 43 years. I don't know. They said they were the furthest back of any team to win the division. 7 games back on September the 12th, I believe.
Right.
Is the number
right. The first time any team has blown that big a lead.
Yeah.
From that point of the season on. And it couldn't have happened to a better team.
No. Well, I can tout the first prediction show, Todd. I think it was Tom and I. When I said my only quote was, the Mets will not win it, because I didn't think their pitching was that good. By the way, the rumor here in Chicago was the Mets no way, no how wanted Jose Contreras. Not that Jose Contreras would have been the answer, but he might have helped. He did very well, of course, a couple of years ago down the stretch, and actually
he wouldn't have hurt.
And, you know, the Teddy Ballgame's got an interesting quote or comment. I think he believes that El Duque and Contreras have done well together, and they have. Contreras did real well when El Duque was with the squad, and El Duque, of course, is with the Mets. I don't know what his next move is, but I don't know. It's kind of weird, too, that El Duque, who was for a while there the Mets' best pitcher, I know he had a foot problem, but he pitched in relief the last week, which is very curious. I thought somewhere along the line he might want to give him a start.
Well, you know how El Duque is this time of year. His arm's half hanging on, and
well, yeah.
Everything's hurting him.
Well, he's 61. You got to understand. That's not bad to be able to. But I don't want to bring up bad memories, but I know Tom Glavine had the second worst starting of his career today, Tom. Did you notice that? It was unfortunate that he's the guy in the limelight here. It's fortunate in EPA terms that he stays only a C. But anyway.
You can't blame him.
Right.
I mean. What's up with Woody? What's the deal now? I mean, Willie Randolph's been taking some heat. I mean, what's that now?
I like Willie Randolph myself personally as a manager, but I don't know what the New York fans or press are saying right now. I can't imagine it being too complimentary, particularly when go back to June. What was the lead in June? They were up and the Yankees were 13 out. You can imagine I know the Yankees and Mets fans have no love lost between them. Either, much like the Cubs and Sox fans. So I can imagine there was a little bit of dancing in the streets and
absolutely.
Dancing on the Yankee graves, and then now who laughs last, laughs best, as they say.
Like I said, in the National League, I mean, to somewhat, too, I think Arizona's a little bit of a surprise.
With the young
group of guys they have to win that division. I think everybody had San Diego pretty much penciled in there, right?
So what I've been reading is like, okay, take the four American League teams and the four potential National League playoff teams. We don't know for sure, but I've been reading that the four American League teams far outweigh the ones that are potentially going to make it for a National League team. Do you agree with that?
Well, I agree with that, but I throw everything out the window because you're only playing.
Yeah, that's my argument. I mean, it's a totally different. It's a totally different.
Yeah.
You know, you can't.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
You can't. Argue you're playing a season of 162 games. You know, for the whole regular season, and then now we're playing. You know, the postseason is totally different, and you get into arguments of. You know, sentiment and heart and all that, that plays into it. So you can't really make the argument that, you can make an argument they're a better team. The four teams are better or whatever. That doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to win. You know, look at the St. Louis Cardinals.
Nope, I can throw out the winner. If they played in an eight game league, I would say three out of the first four slots would be the American teams.
What would be the four teams that were not?
I'm hedging my bet.
Sure.
I thought someone would have, probably not if I analyzed it, but I just thought somebody maybe play over that. Look at the teams too. I don't really know. It's pretty hard to analyze short series. I'm almost at the point where I don't even want to make that, but you can just make some interesting observations. I'm looking at Diamondback stat, stat wise, other than Brandon Webb. not much
I guess you could say that all the teams.
I mean, it's like a DH pitching for you.
Yeah.
Throwing that guy out there. Yeah, he was, he had another 4-for-4 game the other night. Did you hear?
Who was that against?
That's a good question. I read that and I'm not sure.
That was against the Pirates. Right. That's who it was.
Against the Buck. Well, then that, there's an asterisk there for that. That should not count. He batted, I guess, what was his stance?
He batted fourth or fifth in college. Or something like that. He slugged 660.
Oh, yeah. I think I'll have to pick him. He's available, right?
But I think the American, go ahead.
A slug against 683. 683, yeah. Four homers, seven doubles, one triple, and 60 at bats.
Yeah, not a bad.
He's going to be right off the bat. You know, he'll be
So there's talk of J-Roll, you know, having some MVP support. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's very warranted.
Yeah, especially with them winning it. I think that's the position. You know, Matt Holliday was.
Go ahead, sir.
I think Holliday. Guy.
I mean, okay. It would really throw me if J-Roll. Oh, just because he's not your typical MVP candidate. It'd be nice to have someone in his mold winning the MVP, I think.
Why is he not your typical MVP candidate? I don't know if I agree with that, but he's not your typical slugger, home run slugger. Well, how many home runs did he hit, Tom?
He's not. He's the 30, right?
30. Yeah.
But 330, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But he's not a Ryan Howard. He's not a, you know, Ortiz. He's not. Are you telling me he's your prototypical home run hitter? No. Not.
Well, no. I'm not saying he doesn't look.
I'm not saying he can't hit a run. Of course he can.
30 homers.
But he certainly does more than that.
I think he's awesome. I think you and I are agreeing on this. You don't understand what I'm saying. Okay.
I just think he's not your.
Well, that's possible.
I don't know. Never mind. But I think it'd be great.
I don't know. If we look at baseball history, haven't infielders who have performed exceptionally well for a pennant winner, been considered pretty heavily in the MVP voting.
1960, Dick Groat.
Dick Groat, 1965, Zoya Merced, is that correct? Years.
No, he didn't.
No.
Okay. No, he never did.
Nope. He'll never win.
Robin.
Cheater
Robin
never
Yow.
Did either, but yeah. Cheater was in contention a few times, but he never did.
Robin Yount, 82 sale? Or any? Yeah.
Zoya for sale?
Mm-hmm. 65 or size. 82, Robin Yount. Maybe not recently. I was, you know, in the past, 25 years ago. I don't know if you had. Yeah, no,
no
be a,
you're right.
A great,
right.
Be a great selection, I think. I think he right. could be the front runner.
I'd like to see it happen. I think
about
corner of heard. American League.
What about the American League?
Yeah. Yeah, I know you
I mean,
can't.
How do you not go with A-Rod?
I would say.
I
don't know how you don't go with that guy. I mean, he did carry them this year. He kept it going all year through the good and the bad times. I mean, he did pick them up on the stretch too. I mean,
I'll agree with you, Todd.
I have to go with A-Rod, I think, for sure.
I'm voting too. When do we get a vote, by the way, Tom?
Yeah, right.
Here's going to do this. Here we get a vote. That's what I'm looking for. Well, see, right up here, I got best infielder. Cal Ripken was an 83, and I don't know, 83, of course, the Royals were the world champions. Yeah, going way back. We're trying to think. Ripken, again, a 90.
Yeah,
he was.
I'll give you that.
Oh, Barry Larkin in the strike.
Barry Larkin won an MVP. He won the MVP.
Yeah.
But he also hit 30 homers that year.
But he's not, yeah, again, he's not what I would consider, you know.
Did he not?
He did. He had speed. He could, you know, he had good bat control. Yeah, and then for all the reasons he should have, he won an MVP. So was he?
Very likely.
Defensively, you're just saying all around.
I think the guy was a great.
You mean defense?
Huh?
Great ball, yeah.
I just think he was a great baseball player, is all I'm saying.
Miguel Tejada, according to my sources, Miguel Tejada also won it.
Who's whispering in your head?
In that one, too.
Did he win it with Oakland?
Okay.
No, I'm looking at, Wikipedia, but I don't know how reliable that source is, so I'm looking.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, we'll have
Miguel
to look that up. Yeah. Wikipedia Gado is what we're, no offense to find closer to.
All right, you're listening to Baseball Zealot Radio. If you, wanted to, call, leave a voicemail, you can do that 217-883-4571. Send some email. If anyone has to tell us how we're doing, you can do that. Leave a comment. Feedback at baseballzealotradio.com. Finally, I'll give you our web address. You get www.baseballzealotradio.com. Quickly, I'll give our blog address to you. That's www.thebaseballzealot.com.
Brown's only hit 94 RBIs. Okay. I don't know if that'll be a detriment. He did score 139 runs, though. So that's
Would you say, Chuck?
I said the Rollins didn't get 900 RBIs, but he did have 139 runs scored, which is pretty impressive.
But did he start the year leading off and then get dropped down?
That's a good question. Yeah. Do not know. I'll have to have our Phillies fans. You know, the most noteworthy achievement, well, it's not the most noteworthy achievement, but I must say, Jason Tyner, I don't know if you guys caught this, was in
he didn't hit one,
trouble.
Did he? Did he
hit? Well, he did hit one this year, yes. He was climbing up. Before the season, he was during the season, I should say, he was in seventh place with the most at-bats in baseball history without a homer. He did break the streak. He was in danger of passing Louis Gomez 11 through July 1st, and I find folks at Baseball Digest provided this wonderful – that's what I love about Baseball Digest. Players with most at-bats without a homer, I would give – $5 to any either of you who could come up with without looking it up the all-time leader in most at bats without a home run. Because I never heard of this.
Not in between home runs, without ever hitting.
Yeah, without a home run. Yep. The guy I've never heard of, but he did play 1931 at bats.
Give me the era.
In the 30s.
I know.
That's a tough one. He did hit 200, I'll give you that, he did hit 277 for his career. His name was Tom Oliver.
Of course,
this list.
Never.
Notables on this list ahead of Jason Tyner were, as I mentioned, Louis Gomez and the former manager of the Blue Jays, Tim Johnson. A couple other guys.
I'm looking this up, it looks like Rollins, at least through April, end of April, now.
Of course,
Chuck,
hitting 297 in the 1930s is like hitting, 220 now. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in that era, you're exactly right, Tom. 1930, 1933, 277 will get you a ticket back to the minors.
Yeah.
As opposed to now, it'll get you a multi-year deal. So, somewhere in between. But so kudos to Jason Tyner.
Right.
Is one of the famed piranhas, as Ozzie Guillen likes to call those pesky twins.
So
who do we have? We have Carlos Zambrano Wednesday against.
I think it's Webb. Yeah,
Mr. Webb. Is that what we got going on?
Yeah, I'll be like
Webb
a little nervous with Zambrano on the mound. I like the guy, but I'm just a little on edge when he's on the mound.
I was reminded last night by a Cub fan. He did pitch in the 0-3 playoffs against the Marlins.
Right.
I didn't follow. I don't remember. So,
yeah.
That, because he did get a loss in one, maybe two, he was saying. So I don't know if that's
who's
true.
That?
Who's that? Carlos Zambrano.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, in the 0-3. But, WGN said something about, we'll be in the World Series by that time, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Just for them.
To say that, but it's wide open. I mean, the Cubs have as good a shot as any, but the Phillies, do the Phillies have enough pitching to compete is the question. We know they could.
Well, who in the National League? Who do you think in the National League has?
San Diego. That's
the best staff going into these playoffs.
Let me get a coin.
I think that's
San Diego probably, but their offense is hurting.
I think the biggest advantage the American League would be, I think the teams in the American League, with the exception of the Yankees maybe, have better starting pitching than the National League teams. Like Anaheim. Anaheim probably has the best. Then I'd probably go with Boston, Cleveland. I'd rank them that way. And the only reason I'm saying Boston, I think because of their experience in the big games with Beckett and Schilling.
Yankees pitching improved quite a lot, though, in the second half.
It has, but they're young. Right? You want to see how some of these guys do. Clemens going to be able to come back? Is he going to be healthy with the hammy? I don't know. He might be.
Well, the interesting thing for the Yankees, looking at their rotation now, who would be third? Okay, you got either Pettit or Wang. I imagine Wang, and I don't know if they go 1-2, maybe Wang and then Pettit. Who is third is the question. I guess Clemens, if he's healthy. But then,
man, you'd hate to heck like run
the. If he's not healthy, who would you pick out of that staff? Mussina?
Yeah.
Hughes? I don't know. Who would? That'd be a tough one.
Yeah, because, I mean,
Mussina's
been, like, batting practice.
Oh, yeah. He pitched a little better than one outing last couple of weeks. I think he had a couple of decent outings. Yeah, you're right. I would say looking at that, although Cleveland, of course, they're the legendary CC. I wish he'd put his head on straight. Sabathia, yeah, can't beat him. Westbrook, they got some veterans there. And of course the Angels are.
And I don't know what happened to,
he
got sent down halfway through the year. Yeah. I don't know if they ever brought him back up, but they shipped him off to the minors.
Yeah, he only pitched 97 innings, for the Tribe. Well, the Tribe's biggest problem is, the ex-Cub factor, and more specifically, Joe Borowski with 45 saves, yay, 5.07 ERA, boo.
Yeah.
That's a really a mixed stat.
That's
right,
my point on closers in general.
Well, except for Mariano, the legendary closer of the Yankees. And
yeah, but not
Trevor Hoffman.
Year.
Trevor Hoffman. Maybe Billy Wagner is up there out of those.
Speaking of Trevor Hoffman, what was the irony in that game yesterday with Tony Gwynn Jr. coming up with two outs, two strikes, and ripping that ball down the right field line for that triple to possibly end or ruin the Padres season? They were one pitch away from getting into the playoffs.
They're
playing for their lives tomorrow. But what's the irony? What's that phone call like from Dad?
Obviously, he's all about his son. I think he's all about it. Is he the broadcaster for the Padres?
No.
Do the Padres games now or no?
I don't know.
No. Yeah, father pride. Familial pride, I guess. Big Jake in the Coors Field. I know I'm a little bit prejudiced, but I like one game anything could happen, but I like having Jake on the mound as opposed to anybody else.
Who's going for Colorado? Francis? Or?
I believe. I'm not 100% sure. So there was some talk about pitching Peavy today. I think the thinking was by Black that they would, you know, if they did clinch it today, then they'd have Peavy in the short series, and they didn't, you know, twice. Now they only have him once, but then now it's just get there.
Now,
so,
speaking of the Padres, I have to bring this up.
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys want to know my opinion on this.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I meant to ask you about
the Milton Bradley situation.
I have to say,
I am 100%.
Oh, here we go.
Behind the suspension of Mike Davis.
Oh. All right.
100%. There is no place in baseball for an umpire to do.
What did he say? Do you know?
He allegedly said. Milton Bradley.
Okay.
He allegedly called him a piece of crap.
Excrement,
crap. Yeah.
POS.
So, and apparently who's the first base coach for the Padres? He said, I have never, ever in my years in baseball heard an umpire attack and go after a player like this guy did. I mean, he apparently just flat out baited him and tried to really drag him into this thing. And it ends up costing the guy his season. I mean, I fully expect the lawsuit coming from Bradley at Mike Winters.
If the guy never gets back to the big leagues, that's fine with me as far as Winters. I did hear I'm not trying to tweak at all. I think it was either ESPN or Sporting News Radio late night. And I wish I could quote the source more thoroughly. One of the columnists or one of the show hosts said, there's no sport like baseball. Nobody antagonizes players the way baseball umpires. If it was his quote, I wish I had the individual, but I what I thought of that. I don't get in the whole
room.
Nobody antagonized Todd Petrasko like Chuck Lucas. Yeah,
No. I think the NBA.
Well, I believe in that too.
Pretty good job. I think the NBA referees do a good job of antagonizing players.
Well, yeah, a couple of guys. Yeah.
Joey Crawford, he got
there are a few.
There
are a few. Well, the reason that the NBA refs tend not to antagonize too much is because they're worried about the point spread. So anyway, that was a shot at the NBA refs. I'm sure they do a fine job, and they do. But anyway, I wish I had the quote, but anyway, what can I tell you? But, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that you are supporting the.
What's happening to him, Todd?
I do.
Also,
for the suspension for the rest of the year?
Rest of the year for now. But, you know, then we'll have to see.
Really?
I mean, I think he's in jeopardy of losing his job.
Right, right.
You never know with the union these days.
As in anything. And a tip of the hat. Here I go. See, I can play both sides. But tip of the hat for 38 years of Bruce Fleming.
Oh, did he? Oh.
Bruce Fleming, who retired today and got to see. Yes, it was his start in 1970. And 38 years in. So
I saw him yesterday. Was his last game behind the plate yesterday.
Yeah, and today was.
And
did he help the no Pappas no hitter, or did I imagine that? Or is that, was that
it was the perfect game?
Yeah, that's the almost perfect game.
I love hearing Pappas interviewed on that one. He's hilarious.
He did. Okay.
Oh, he never forgive, never will forgive him for that.
Yeah.
1972 for you youngsters out there, as Steve Stone would like to say. 1972.
I've never been a fan of Bruce Fleming.
Kill his due for the Pappas thing.
Well, 38 years is a long time.
It is a long time.
No, 38 years is a long time.
Well, you know, Todd is one of those that a lot of guys have players on the wall with posters. Todd has the umpire posters.
Oh,
I'm not up there.
Umpire
No.
We'll have to get you some. Come on. Shane Crawford.
Today, I was on a roll today. I threw three today.
How many did you toss today?
I tossed three today.
You tossed three? See what I mean about it? Wow.
They all ejected themselves.
An Augie Donatelli. You know, Todd loves an Augie Donatelli. A Cal Hubbard. That'd go on and on.
I'm sure they did.
Well, I'm sure they deserved it, Todd. Okay.
Well, they did. I can't repeat the things that they said. Get them ejected.
As long as you antagonize, and I've never known you to antagonize.
I don't antagonize.
Ring them up, baby. Yeah. Ring them up.
Like I said, they eject themselves.
That's right. All you do is
just give
them
enough rope. You don't even have to give them the rope. They'll buy it themselves.
I've been the
National League.
What about
it? The National League.
What do I like? Well, I like the Cubs.
Who do you guys like?
I'm flipping my coin right now. Okay, hold on here.
I'm
doing Arizona, Chicago right now. Heads, it's the Cubs. I got the Cubs moving on. Okay, so that was my coin flip. I got the Cubs moving on. All right, let's go. We don't know who's going to be in the other two, so we got to wait at least today for that.
Who do you think?
Philadelphia. Well, you know, let's say Philadelphia can win outright. Heads, it's Philadelphia. I got the other team going on. So either San Diego or Colorado will be playing the Cubs. Okay. I'll do one more flip. You want to call it for the Cubs test?
Yeah.
Heads or tails?
Oh, come on.
Tails, so unfortunately. Unfortunately, the National League champions are the Padres or the Rockies.
Jeez, we didn't see did we, Tom, coming?
That's it. No.
Heads this time, Tom.
My son as well. Okay, let's do the American League now. We got Cleveland and the Yankees. Who do you want to call it? I'll do Cleveland first. You want to call it, Todd, for Cleveland?
I'll call it on the edge.
On the edge, it is. It's on the edge. So the Yankees have won it. I got the Yankees winning it all.
Seriously think for the game?
It's time. It's been 7 years.
Yeah.
I think pitching, pitching is the key in the postseason.
No question.
I think in the National League of the teams out there, I think the Cubs, I think, are gonna, their pitching is gonna come up. Zambrano's gonna get his head together. He's gonna be stellar. I think Lilly's gonna be great. And I think, believe it or not, I like the pickup of Traxel. I know he's not what he was. But now this guy, honest, for some reason, through
yeah,
the
see,
year,
what was
he's
he?
Been at, he's,
what was he?
Huh? The guy
what was he ever?
When the pressure's on.
No,
he's pitched said. Good. He's had good years. He won that playoff game against the Giants for him.
He did.
He
I was there.
That game.
I remember
he
that.
He pitched that one. The guy's tough when the pressure's on. I think he's gonna be the key. He's gonna.
I don't see him starting a game in the postseason, Pat. I don't see
never
him starting
know.
A game. In
you never
so I'm just
know.
Telling you my prediction. My prediction is I don't see him starting
that's
a game in the postseason.
Right. He probably won't.
Like he'll.
But
okay. He'll.
You never know. They could.
You never know.
When it comes down to it, say when they go to the fourth starter, if
what about Hill?
You know, maybe Marquis gets roughed up once or so, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Hill would be the who's their third one, right? He's their third.
That would be Hill.
All right.
Yeah, I'm talking about fourth.
There you go.
Instead of fourth, if they need a fourth, maybe they give them another track. I don't know. But I think the Cubs. I think the Cubs have better a better top three than. Philly, San Diego, if they get in, the only team where the pitching can help, but their offense, I mean, it's been coming around key, I guess, a little bit lately, but I don't know. I think it's going to come down to the Cubs and go to the World Series.
All right. I'm for that.
So there you go, Tom.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
I put the kiss of death on them.
That's get the cat at them. Well, you know, you put it that way, yeah, only the Padres I would have to say better than the Cubs.
I think the Phillies have the best offensive lineup.
I agree.
Top to bottom, I think they have the best offensive lineup. But I think the pitching in the postseason is gonna be the difference, and I think the Phillies will be shut down by the Cubs.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah,
I do think I would agree
Cubs.
With that. I think the Phillies have got the momentum to go as far as, at least that far. And I would agree with that. Now as far as the World Series, you know, we'll see. Cleveland stuff, I think.
Well, no. How about the American League? Cleveland stuff. Anaheim. I think from a baseball point of view, strictly baseball, Anaheim is the best baseball team out there. They're the most fundamentally sound. They run the bases like they invented running the bases. Their pitching is strong.
Okay.
I think that Anaheim is for the series. That's my guess.
Well, gotta go with the Yankees. Gotta go with the Yankees. Angels are tough. I would say Angels-Yankees series is very likely.
That wild card spot has been lucky. It's been lucky.
It has. You can't tell with the short series, though. These four American League teams are,
that's kind of what I was getting at before. I think that the American League teams are awfully strong.
Only one will emerge.
We haven't talked about the Red Sox yet, and they,
right.
You know,
compared to every year, there's usually
a pretty formidable team, too, I think, so. That's where
usually it's like a Minnesota or Oakland or even, you know, the Sox.
Oh, really strong.
You know, they're not quite there, but these teams are all loaded. The only thing that could hit, the fly in the face of the Angels is their power.
Sure.
Their power doesn't seem to match up with, the Yankees or the Red Sox.
Well, let me ask you this though. These teams are all strong and blah, 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 blah. But looking at these four teams, in the American League, who do you think is the least likely
to go to the series?
Least likely to win it?
Mm-hmm.
I say Cleveland, and I don't know why I say that.
I don't know why I say this either, but I say New York. I don't know why I say that.
I think it's
or
Boston.
Yeah, maybe Boston. Yeah.
I think it's Boston.
I really don't.
Well, Well, I don't know about Boston. Least likely, yeah, that's it. I don't know. No, I'd say I'm going to stick with Cleveland.
Like
I said,
I
know
I don't know.
Why do you
I
say
really
Boston? Why do you say Boston then? Least likely.
I don't know.
No.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Great pitching.
Why do you say Cleveland? Their experience?
Carmona.
Lack of same. Well, they got CC and Carmona. Yeah, they're both newbies. Does experience matter in the postseason?
I'm just saying.
I don't know if experience is overrated in the
right.
postseason.
I don't really think it's Boston.
Right.
I'm just trying to get a rise out of you guys. I really don't.
Right.
I'd have to agree with you that it's Cleveland would be the least likely.
Yeah, but even then, I wouldn't be shocked if they did make it either. I wouldn't be,
I wouldn't be shocked.
Sure.
Any of the American League teams wouldn't surprise me.
No, they're all pretty good. But I think Cleveland probably, all pitching being equal, their offense, I don't think. You have to have some offense. Now, I know pitching dominates both teams,
right.
But you have to have some offense. But we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. It'll be
all starts, well,
like
Anaheim.
I really would
and
like
the Cubs.
Anaheim and the Cubs.
And I have to think that it's going to be, unfortunately, Tom, I think the Yankees
wrong.
When they're stuck in the
wrong answer.
Series,
wrong answer.
You guys wouldn't let me flip for the American League. I wasn't able to flip for the American League, so it's the Yankees versus the winner of tomorrow night's game for the series. That's my prediction. Only because I flipped it that way. What can I tell you?
Matt Holliday today. What did he do today? Matt Holliday went 1-for-3. He's at 340. Chipper Jones. What did he do today?
Well, he did not make it. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, but Holliday
has
another
game.
Holliday has another game now.
Well, that's true. Well, how many points does he hit? Yeah, he's got it.
It was
though.
A
one-point.
It was a one-point difference going into today.
I think it was like 3 points. The last I saw, a three-pointer.
Chipper at 337, so 3-point difference.
Right there, you go.
If Holliday takes an 0-for-4.
Yeah.
I wonder what right. So that's not decided yet, really.
Well, that's true. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. You got to go back to 1995, the last time the Rockies, only time the Rockies made the playoffs?
There
it was.
Yeah. Yeah, Don Baylor.
They were quickly tossed, I think, by, who did they play that year? Was it the Dodgers? No, they couldn't play the Dodgers.
No.
Anyway, Braves, I think it was the Braves.
The Braves. It was Don Baylor, the manager. Bruce Hurst.
Boy. Did they have Bruce Hurst? I don't know.
Right.
I'll give you a peek. I don't know.
I think he was their
God
biggest stud. I don't know if they
played
with Ben or not. Who? Can't remember.
Well, the last Rocky win, I think, was Mr. Holmes won in relief as they beat the Braves 7-5.
Aaron Holmes?
October 6, 1995. Was it Holmes?
Darren Holmes?
Darren Holmes, thank you. And then Maddox beat Saberhagen to clinch the series
right.
for Atlanta.
Dave,
next night. Hey, I forgot Saberhagen had pitched for that. That was
so did
one
I.
I forgot.
So did I.
Homers by Dante Pichette and Vinny Castilla. 10-4. The Braves moved on. 10-4, the Braves moved on. So, well, if they get in there, congrats. Probably an underrated. You know, the Padres have put together a lot of nice seasons over the last few years, and they don't get a lot of.
They didn't make the playoffs this year. It's a franchise record of 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Made the postseason.
Yeah. Without Bruce Bochy, so.
How about that White Sox cast off one of the American League batting title with a .363 average? Huh?
That's not a White Sox cast off.
Right.
It's a free agent who chose not to be signed with the White Sox, and his replacement was the World Series MVP.
Sure.
So
sure.
We here in the White Sox world have a tip of the cap. He chose not to come back.
Yeah.
Or something.
Right.
Well, they, I don't think they, nobody wanted him. The Tigers were
the
only
about
Tomei?
Did you,
Yeah. Tip of the cap to A-Rod and Tomei and Frank Thomas, 500 home runs. So, I don't know. I have to submit he's probably the only 500 home run
right.
club member to enter.
Did you see the game, Chuck?
Home run.
Who, tell me.
Did you go to it?
Yeah.
You there?
So,
wow.
Kudos to.
Oh, you weren't there. Okay.
I did.
I know,
I wasn't
game.
There.
He
I wasn't
was there,
there,
right?
But, no, I saw the game on the
He field. Wrote about it.
That's true. Teddy ball game was there. My daughter almost was there. My daughter was close to being
oh,
there.
Oh, well.
I
tell you.
Stopped her from going there, you know? It's always schoolwork or something like that. That should never,
no,
be youngsters
sure.
at home, never prevent, sure. Never let schoolwork stand in the way of baseball. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Study hard. You too can become Bill James one day, perhaps. I don't know. Just, what can I tell you? Yeah, we're three new members of the 500 Home Run Club. Three no-hitters.
Tell me an A-Rod, huh?
Yeah. The Mets have still not had a no-hitter in their 46-year history. Yeah. They have not had one individual pitch a no-hit game.
Yeah.
So, interestingly enough.
Okay. Well, we're going to close out. It's been a long show. But good luck to all teams in the postseason, especially good luck to Cubs. So, we're going to close out. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.